You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Recently, I conducted a series of podcasts with investment professionals from Investec Asset Management in Cape Town, London, and Singapore. The theme was Investment Views 2020, and these podcasts are aimed at professional investors and clients of Investec Asset Management. Now, though, the company has allowed access to them for strictlybusinesspodcast.com. These are a valuable resource for any serious investor, and we will be posting two per day for the next 2 weeks. We hope you enjoy them. Welcome to this Investec Asset Management Investment Views 2020 podcast. With me is Alistair Mundy, who's portfolio manager and also head of value at Investec Asset Management in London. And the overriding theme, I think, Alistair, is Brexit over the last year, in fact, over the last 3.5 years. But it must have presented extraordinary challenges, but at the same time, opportunities over the period of 2019 before we go to 2020.
Yes, Lindsay, I think the main one is that things like this paralyse people. You know, the investors always are desperate for certainty, and uncertainty really knocks them for six. And that means they either don't do anything at all, or they sell anything where they see too much uncertainty. And that's knocked certain sectors and certain stocks, and has given us opportunities. So I think anything which creates volatility creates opportunities, as simple as that.
Exactly. We'll come to risks and opportunities in a moment. You said the following a year ago: investor concerns over the outcome of Brexit negotiations provide the opportunity to add to selected retailers, banks and building related stocks that have the ability to recover. Obviously, the ability to recover depends on policy, but the ability to recover is bubbling under. That's the impression I get.
Yeah, I've said all along, and I may well have said this 12 months ago, that I replace the word Brexit with recession, because there's too much political emotion in the Brexit word. And we've seen recessions before, and we know they're reasonably short, and the growth periods around them are much longer. So the important thing for us when we're looking at companies and sectors are, can these companies get through a recessionary period? Have the balance sheets got enough strength to get them through some tough times? And do they look cheap in a more normalised economic backdrop? And that's really the way we've been looking at it. And I think the other thing, I think it shouldn't really be underrated, is that, you know, people have let their political emotions get in the way of it. So they couldn't handle the cognitive dissonance of perhaps voting for Remain, and they're having a portfolio which suggested that Remain, of the Brexit, was nothing to be feared. So it was easier for them to just steer clear of those stocks.
Let's look at the 2020 scenario. As we pre-record this podcast, we've got an election coming up in the United Kingdom. Brexit is ongoing. But 2020, from an investment point of view, how do you see it when it comes to risks and opportunities?
I think for me, I think perhaps the UK election might not be nearly as important as the US election, in a way. I think the likelihood of a Democratic winner, and particularly Elizabeth Warren, is completely understated by investors. They don't seem to have moved onto that at all. And I think in both the UK elections and the US elections, we're just going to see promises of a spend fest by both sides of the sort of electoral community. It's going to be who can promise most to investors. And clearly, governments haven't necessarily got this money to spend. They won't be promising any tax increases to pay for this. For me, I think the implications of elections are increased government spending, increased government debt, and therefore an oversupply of bonds. And I really don't think this is being focused on enough by investors.
Very good point indeed. Let's look forward to the way that you are positioning your strategy for 2020 as head of value at Investec Asset Management in London. How is it, given what you've just said?
Well, I think a big part of the strategy is saying we think fears of the Japanification of the Western economies, i.e. interest rates and inflation rate and economic growth being low for a number of years, has got to peak levels. And we would actually say, that we think there could be a significant risk of bond yields moving higher and inflation moving higher, and therefore our portfolios are positioned for that. So we've got equities which will benefit from upwardly sloping yield curves, i.e. longer dated bonds having higher yields than short dated bonds. So that would be good for financials. And we've got precious metals, so we've got gold and silver exposures, because we think that the central bankers and perhaps the politicians are going to decide to take a risk with inflation, allow inflation to run hot, as they say, to try and get economic growth going. So rather than worrying about a recessionary bust, which is what I think a lot of investors are talking about, we're concerned that we could end up with an inflationary boom. And if that's correct, a lot of portfolios are completely sort of wrongly positioned for that outcome.
That's quite a bold statement, actually, because most people are talking about a benign inflation environment in 2020 because it's been benign for so many years. Lots of people are talking about bond yields actually falling even further than they are at the moment. Lots of people are saying that the stance that you've just taken is completely wrong and just let the momentum of 2019 and indeed 2018 continue. But you're being almost contrarian, I would say.
Yes, as a contrarian, that is music to my ears, what you're saying. Everyone's saying the opposite. I think what's happened is everyone's become a recession spotter, and everyone's desperate to call, in particular, a US recession. My argument is, well, I think we're done with that. I think the question is, how do the authorities react to the recession? And I'm suggesting they'll react with shock and awe policies. You know, they've seen what happened in Japan, and they don't want to end looking like Japan. So they will do everything they can pull all sorts of clubs out the bag to try and introduce inflation into the system. And my belief is markets will either ultimately see that inflation as inflationary, or it will actually be inflationary. And that's bad for bonds.
Alistair, thanks so much for your time. That's Alistair Mundy, who's the portfolio manager and head of value at Investec Asset Management in London. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.